we want to be close to our creation when one day we will have to depart from it. And civilization has become the synonymous of being unable to act without the support of the machine. And the social mission is to regulate each and every member, and thus anything prolific is castrated. And when the most rooted of beings is forced to be constantly on the move, the roots turn to the spiritual sky. And the passion of a few people can turn reality from dull to exquisite. And in the capital regime of production, no spiritual production is allowed but the one moralizing about the capital. And while in the first stage we ought to get out of the bubble, in the second one we ought to understand our will and follow it until we can bring it back into the bubble. And humans are stuck in a technological loop that cannot but accelerate until disaster. And the more channels of communication we create, the more destructive can be a conflict if it occurs. And it is by being able to transmit the experience of creation that the offspring will want to recreate. And the result of a massive political change only produces poetry at its borders. And our social exclusion does not mean we have to be against the mainstream, as we have the freedom to transcend it. And we shall be embodied in the present, only focusing on our spiritual future. And we can be heroes only by persevering with our poetic ideas about our everyday life. And the black circuit lies in humans' channels of communication that come to reflect their perversions. Is left alone, the more his poetry will pierce for the soul of others. In our ability to maintain a natural pace, we make sure that our resources can regenerate. And it is because of automation that civilizations ought to colonize ever further away from themselves. And it is perhaps after a main catastrophe that the new society will seek meaning in poetry. And all the academic canonification is anyway dictated by arbitrary events. And in order not to rapidly deteriorate, the social establishment ought to be continuously sustained, and only through our spontaneity we lean towards the sources of life. And in our stoic living we ought to get used to abandon others at the top and be abandoned at the bottom. And one thing is to be transparent and reachable, and the other one is to be loud and invasive. And we should stop caring about our social media presence and focus rather on the interior of ourselves. And the more technology allows us to communicate with others, the less we communicate with ourselves. And knowing that wars are inevitable, we should fight for peace. And the revolution approaches whenever society provides the mental tools, but not the environment where to apply it. An alienation is not the product of one particular nation, but of civilization overall. And to rescue the future of human intelligence, we ought to rescue its craft. And it is important that the details of memory get lost while preserving its general content to renew new memory. And when our willing will leave us isolated, we shouldn't despair to regain our social status, but work further on our willing. And without a social status, a small fault will completely exclude us from the game. And we ought to sacrifice everything for our spirituality, and most importantly, our personality. And like a river, we rapidly fall down the mountain to then slowly dissolve into the ocean. And in all the social, political, economical crises, we return to a shamanic art as a solution. And our duty is to take care of the natural and make it even more sublime. And institutions are narcissistic in a way that all that they invest is in their vanity. And the introduction of commodities in our life is what in the end causes us to rot. And rather than rebelling against others, we should rebel against our own crystallized situation. And by obsessively documenting the corruption, we can rebuild a new genuine state. And to preserve a container is one thing, but how much harder is to preserve its soul? And willing or not, it is nature to decide, not according to human conduct, but to human misconduct. And one ought to clean up the space in order to catch the feeling, to let him understand how to proceed. And most importantly, through our willing, we create new energy that in turn create new life. And the few ones maintaining a poetic life remain the hope of the enslaved many. And we focus all our energy into creating from a virgin soil, hoping that others will develop a channel to it. And as in a forest, when the old trees are cut down, the ancient seeds can finally blossom, even flowers. And we shouldn't judge the thing as that is arbitrary, but the story behind it and its hardship. And gigantic interventions are often due to the fact that we don't oversee our natural duties. And we ought to accept our Homeric condition of precarious wonders that only in the end terminate where it once started. And it is not about the materiality we inject, but it is about the spirituality we can eject that should determine our life. And to rely on the social welfare is to suck an energy that could be instead given. and to avoid wars in our macro order, we should bring adventurers into our micro order. And while the technology is already there to keep us fully enslaved into a framework, also the nationalistic spirit is on the rise. And humans unleashed of their social duty and without any culture will only do harm. And a spiritual path leading to an authentic truth can be only undertaken alone. And reasoning against opinions or science will always bring to extremism that only personal experiences can moderate. And no matter how democratic, any dominant ideology has always undertaken a process of imposition. And our objective is neither a pleasing nor an imposing image, but to simplify the whole into a one.